Hello, everyone. Welcome to my show, Career Startup Leadership Podcast, a podcast to spotlight world-class Asian entrepreneurs, C-suite executives, innovators, and allies who provide insights from their personal journey to inspire you. And this is your host, Priyanka Komla. Well, I have such amazing news to share with you. This is our milestone episode 75 of Career Startup Leadership Podcast. And I'm so grateful to each one of you for making the show what it is today. Well, having said that, you can see this amazing guy on your screen. I'm going to introduce him in a quick second. Nader Molai. Hi, Nader. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Priyanka. Thanks for having me.
It's such an amazing pleasure to get to know you. And I've known Nader for quite some time. And I felt here is this amazing ally who is sharing a lot of interesting wisdom on different aspects of life. And I felt he's living his dream life of being happy. So why not bring him on board to help us understand how can we be the happiest version of ourselves? What do you think, Nader?
Great way to start this episode. Again, thank you so much for setting up this conversation. Thanks, everyone, for being here, for tuning in, for listening in. And I'll tell you this, right? I actually don't shoot for happiness. I aim for inner peace, contentment, because I believe peace and contentment is a precursor to happiness. Because sometimes we aim for happiness and we overshoot, or we haven't yet built the right foundation. We feel like we're happy. We feel like, oh, if I'm successful in my career, if I'm making good money, if I'm in a good relationship, you know, we attach happiness to external sources, external achievements. However, if you bring it back in, there could still be a void inside us. You know, and recently I've been sharing some posts on LinkedIn that kind of like tells my story of how I fell into that trap, into that like bear trap that almost took my life away, right? But recently, you know, I've learned that if I just focus on me and myself inside, first of all, it's not a selfish thing to do if we develop ourselves from within, but it's actually necessary to develop that inner peace and lay the right foundation for describing and understanding happiness so that one day we can reach it.
That's awesome. And thanks for redefining happiness for us, because a lot of us look at happiness as something that's attached to materialistic possessions, you know, emotional attachments. But we always don't look inward for our answers. And I'm super duper excited to delve deeper into different aspects of our journey as well as life. So to our listeners, two important things which will help you understand why you need to continue listening to this episode. One, we're going to help you in this journey to educate, encourage, and empower you to become the happiest version of yourself. So you'll have some key takeaways on those lines. We'll also get some insights as an engineer, as a scientist, in these hard-pressed COVID times. What are some job search strategies to put yourself out there without wasting your time? So two important key things that we'll delve deeper into. But Nader, let me start with this. You moved from Iran to Canada to the US. When you look back at your journey as an immigrant, what is one thing that's always kept you going? Any value that you've instilled as part of your childhood and upbringing?
Delayed gratification.
That's a nice way to put it.
Yeah, so I grew up in a family where it's like, and our cultures, you know, the Asian cultures, kind of like we teach that in our household, that you know what, we're not working to find happiness in the afternoon. We're not working to be happy all summer. You know, we have to delay that gratification. So it's instilled with us that you know what, you're gonna go to school, you're gonna graduate from high school, you're gonna go to engineering college, or you're gonna go to medical university. And one day you'll be successful, you know, so the dream of that one day, you're going to be, and not just successful, but like the most successful, and people will be proud of you. And as your mom, as your dad will be proud of you, as your family, we're all going to look up to you, you know, so that our cultures do a great job at helping our kids build a vision, you know, so that's what I mean by delayed gratification. We help our kids, and you know, that's one thing that was kind of like installed in me from an early age, that you know, I want to build a vision, I want to develop a legacy so I can ultimately go back and help my own people, so to speak, help my own family and bring other people up with me. So that's the thing that still keeps me going, you know, the pursuit of the pursuit of that vision that I've clarified for myself, that I've developed for myself. And I will make it come true one day, but we're not there yet.
Hey, it's a journey. And I'm so glad you're taking us as part of your journey. We have some live listeners tuning in. So quick reminder for you guys to drop in a quick hello and the country that you're tuning in from. So it gives us a chance to acknowledge you. As well as we have an exclusive as part of our 75th episode of Career Startup Leadership Podcast. Nader is giving away a free 30-minute exclusive mentoring session to one lucky listener. And he's a much sought-after guy for a mentoring session. So here's your lucky chance to grab that offer. It's going to be all yours. Absolutely. So Nader, thanks so much again for your time and for sharing valuable energy and resources with our listeners. So let me begin with this. You're somebody who always believes in this philosophy that there are three aspects to life. One is your social capital, which is very important to lead a happy life. Then there's the mental capital, where, you know, the fitness perspectives are really important for your journey as well. And the third dimension is the spiritual well-being. So I would like to delve deep into each one of these aspects. So let's start with the mental fitness aspect. What is one strategy that's worked for you based on your experience that you can share with our listeners?
Of course, and great question. So our mental strength is only developed through pressure, you know, through something that is mentally challenging, right? So what we need to do then, we need to go through a process, go through a journey, take actions that would actually invoke that pressure and develops that uncomfortable mental mindset, you know? So you might think like, everything is terrible these days, there's COVID and I'm already in a mental, you know, in a negative mindset. Well, that's not what we really mean, you know? Mindset and emotions are two different things. You know, we could have all kinds of negative emotions, but still have a strong mindset. So look at emotions as, you know, the outside forces and your mindset as how you translate them, how you respond to them. So when it comes to strengthening your mindset building and physical journeys and, you know, putting your body through a physical challenge, they go very much hand in hand. And the main reason is that because it's available, you know, at any point you can go through a physical activity. You can exhaust your muscle systems. You can exhaust your glycogen storage. You can exhaust your what you feel is possible for you. So you can get to a point that your body is telling you that, you know what, you've done enough. And your mind's telling you, oh, yeah, there's nothing more you can do. And then you realize that, oh, my God, like, it's not actually my body who's given up. It's my mind that's telling me I can't go anymore. And then you push a little bit more. You're like, oh, wow, my body's responding. And you push a little bit more and it keeps hurting. And that lactic acid is going everywhere. All those muscles are burning. Joints are hurting. And you're sweating and just the most uncomfortable physical state you can be in. And if you just keep going, if you just keep going and you have this experience only one time, you'll realize that, wow, there's so much more in my physical gas tank than I thought was possible. So what was trying to get me to give up was actually my mind. So we have a mantra that we always say in our coaching program that we build our body by strengthening our mind, and we build our mind by strengthening our body. Because if you do one right, the other one grows, and you do the same thing to the other one, and you're like, oh my God, with a stronger mind, now my body's getting stronger. You know, my brain is sending these additional signals, stronger signals, and my muscles are contracting harder. So it's just it's a win-win situation, you know?
That's very true. And I've seen your transformation in the last couple of months. And I know there was a recent post on LinkedIn where you literally, you know, showed the physical transformation that you've been through. How is that process? You know, losing, you know, a few pounds makes you feel great, but tell us about that mental stamina that helped you through that entire process to be where you are today.
Yeah, and it just leads to discipline, you know, because I've been sharing a lot of people, actually 17 people joined the same program that I was in over the last couple of weeks that I shared those progress pictures. I tell them that it worked not because it was a tough program, not because it was a very harsh diet. And it's the tough programs and the harsh diets that get people not to stick to their routine, not to follow the procedure, not to have discipline, because the harder it is, the less results get. So why don't do a lot of people get, what? Why not? Why don't everybody get results from like a ketogenic diet, you know, or from a just pedal to the metal, go crazy, workout 10 times a day, workout routine, or 2 hour sessions in the gym? It's because it's not sustainable. So if it's not sustainable, you're not going to develop the discipline to perform it on a daily basis. But the key word is just discipline. What is it? What can you do? What kind of program? What kind of process can you follow where you do not deviate from it? You know, so my coach always says, you know, how do you know a program works for someone? It's when they don't deviate from it. If they don't deviate from it, it means that it's actually enjoyable, because they're getting results from it, and the more results from it, you know, they believe they can do it. It just becomes a daily process, it becomes a daily program. And it has to do with the combination of what you ingest and what you exert. So the energy that you exert and the food that you ingest, and they both go hand to hand together.
That's great advice. So as you mentioned, you know, the community is also very important. So talk to us about the social capital that has helped you in this transformation.
Oh, it's been amazing. So I started this transformation journey on August 2nd. And since August 2nd, I must have made like 50, 60 new friends. And what's amazing, and I'm totally